Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Vov Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem will be finishing up the beautiful Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi and starting Tav Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We get on the very top line, Sif Ches. Mechaber writes, Im Hivsik Bitrua. If the person blowing the shofar interrupts and blows a trua sound, Bein Tekiyah L'Shvarim, in between the Tekiyah and the Shvarim, he was doing Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah, and instead of blowing just the Shvarim, he blew a trua sound in between the Tekiyah and the Shvarim, either before or afterwards, as we'll see. O Shehivsik B'Shvarim Bein Trua L'Tekiyah, or vice versa. He did a Shvarim sound between the trua and the Tekiyah. In other words, he was supposed to blow Tarat, and he did a Shvarim instead. So he blows either an unnecessary trua in between the Tekiyah and the Shvarim, or between the Shvarim and the Tekiyah, or vice versa. He blows an unnecessary Shvarim between the Tekiyah and the trua, and the trua and the Tekiyah. Or v'chein imeria shtei truos u'achazu. Or if he did two truos, he was only supposed to do one. He did a second trua. O shetoka achar hatrua tekiya. Or he blows after the trua a tekiya kimis asik. But he doesn't blow it l'shem tekiya. If he blows l'shem tekiya, of course that's the right way to do it l'chachila. But he does it kimis asik, like a person who wasn't intending to make the sound. Shalol l'shem tekiya. In all of these situations, the hivsik ba bein trua l'tekiya, and in this situation, the last one, misasik, he blows an extra sound there. In all of them, it's an extra sound, and it ruins it, and it ruins the entire series. Oliacha shetoka shlosha shvarim, or after he blew the three shvarim, shasak, he was quiet, he stopped, the hivsik, v'acha kach toka shvarim achayim, then he blows another shvarim, or even avilu shevarechot, even one shvarim. In all of these scenarios, since there's an extra unnecessary sound, b'cholelu, heavy hefsik, that extra sound interrupts, v'hivsid, gam hatkiya rishona, and it ruins that entire row of sounds, including the first tekiya that was blown. Now, I explained already a lot of this according to the way the Mishneh Berurah understands it, but now let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah. We'll start with Sivkat and Lamed. Mishneh Berurah says, Hainu, mitashat, you're in the middle of tashat, which has no trua sound in it, hichnis trua called mishvarim. You blow a trua before the shvarim, v'udin mechliso achashvarim, or if you blow the trua after the shvarim, it's an extra sound. V'afilum lo gomar trua, even if you don't finish off the entire trua sound, you just started and you realize you made a mistake, the chanal, as we've explained, that's no good. V'chei mitashrat, if you're blowing the tekiya shvarim trua tekiya, imotza hatrua called mishvarim, if you blow the trua before the shvarim, in other words, you do out of order, you messed it up and you ruined it. Albeit over here, however, there are those that say no. Since the trua does come and it's just the order that's messed up here, that may not ruin it. And if you blow the trua before the shvarim, you do have to blow a shvarim and a trua. So if you blow trua shvarim, you don't have to go back to the original tekiya because you didn't ruin it. It's not an extraneous sound. But you do have to blow the shvarim trua in the right order, albeit it doesn't ruin the tekiya in this situation. Dershu footnote number 19 has a discussion, Mishashoma tekiyos mikama bnei adam, with the same halacha apply, ayin in Dershu footnote number 19. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Lamed Aleph, Hainu gam came with tarat. Same halacha applies in the tarat blowing when you put in an extra shvarim before or after the trua. Hichli shvarim achar trua, huadin min chiso kodim trua. In all of these situations, choza afilu lo gomer shvarim. Even if you didn't finish off the shvarim, you just started to blow it. The chanal, it ruins it. The yesh makom mishadarkin l'sayim b'sof trua b'kol aruch. Some places they have the custom, the last trua sound of the truas, they elongate it somewhat. So he says, I am the prima god, misiv cotton bays, shemafakvik was it. He says, that's no good. The line next is el shvarim, because it makes it sound like that last trua trumpeting sound is actually a shvarim, and therefore he doesn't like it. There are those that blow shofar, they're not expert at it. When they do the trua sound, their first blast of the trua sounds is matchilim bo b'kol aruch, it's elongated. The nearer it appears, haschaloso kein shvarim, like they started off blowing a shvarim, and then the trua. This is also not really the right way to do this. Sivkat Lami Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, the at shishtei minyon, if you blow two truas, one could argue it's not an extra sound, but it is an extra sound. Since you blew the correct trua, you were yotzei, two hasheniya have you hefsik. Therefore, the second trua that you're blowing is considered, in fact, a hefsik. But that's only if you went paused in between them. But if you blew it in one blast and it's an elongated trua, it's like a long trua. We're going to learn in a moment in regards to shvarim that that's good as well. The issue for number 20 brings down, somebody started to blow a trua. And he blows three of the trumpeting blast sounds of the Truah, and then he stops. Now, you're Yotze technically with that. Then he continues. So, according to the Chayyadim, he says, according to Rashi, Yeshlochu Shadas Rashi, Sheyotze Bezeyde Truah. Since the minimum amount is the three trumpeting blasts, so that would actually be Yotze. And therefore, when you're blowing the rest of this Truah, those are now, it's like a Truah, Achara Truah, because you've been Bidyevid, you're Yotze. And therefore, so this Chayyadim says you shouldn't do this extra blast. You were Yotze B'dievet, so don't do any more. On the other hand, the Das Torah disagrees. Since you need Kavana here, and when the person blew the three blasts and then paused, he obviously wasn't intending to be Yotze with those. He wanted to blow nine blasts, so therefore you're not Yotze with the three blasts according to the Das Torah. And he adds, Shabiyom Hasheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, however, with the kiyas are all the Rabbanon, and mitzvahs the Rabbanon, you don't need Kavana. He says, in that situation, you do have to be Choshesh over here, that maybe you're already Yotze, and therefore you shouldn't blow additional blasts. He brings out from the Orchis Chaim Mispinka, name Hadras Kodesh, Shekivan Shoysalo Kavana Mefuresh Shalolotzis Bepochus Mites Trumitin. You could still argue, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that the person only wants to be Yotze with nine, and it's as if he specifically has Kavanah, that if I only blow three, I don't want to be Yotze. So therefore, in this situation as well, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, if he then blows the nine blasts, it's not a Hafsok. However, he brings out for the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Shekivan Shebishas Shmias Kol Koach, with every blast, he's intending to be Yotze. He thinks that's going to be nine blasts, so he's intending to be Yotze. So it's as if he has Kavanah to be Yotze with that blast. And according to Rashi, as soon as he has three, since he intends to be Yotze, with those three, he is in fact Yotze, even though he says he wants to hear all nine. He brings down as well from Dayan Weiss in Sheilas Shuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Zatzal, Sha'at Imeinu Ksheru L'Trua, even though it may not technically be a good Trua, Mikol Mokum Yesh Lahach Min L'Chatchila Shi Mafsika, that you still have to be concerned about this, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shetkia Kimisasik Mafsika Esaseda, that even then, if it's not a valid Trua, but it's a Hefsek, because it's not a good sound. And he brings down, there's also Tukachinsky Zatzal, and Luch Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Yesh Lahach Mirkadas HaChayyodim, that one should be careful about this opinion of the Chayyodim. And if you blew several sounds of the Trua, even though you didn't blow all of them, then you shouldn't really blow the rest of them in order to get around this question of Trua, Achar, Trua. Mishbur Sivkot Lama Gimel says, if you were Misasek, however, so then, it is no good. However, the Magen Avraham says, no, you can be Yotze. The Misasek, that doesn't ruin it if you're Misasek. And it's as if you heard another sound. That's not considered a Hefsek. The issue foot number 21 brings down, if Sony blows a tekiah, and then he blows another tekiah, so Lavush says, okay, so the first tekiah doesn't count, but the second tekiah, that will count for you, and therefore, the second counts as your tekiah. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Elichu Shlomo. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Daled tells us that when you're shosak behifsik achakach, that in the situation where you blew three shvarim, and then you paused, and then you blow another shever, so we said that ruins it also. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu shoyo b'shtei neshimos." That's if you blew it in two breaths. The imayon mishima achas. But if it was one breath, so then nechshav ki achas v'kosha. Then that fourth shever that you blow, the fifth shever that you blow, are considered like the single shvarim in our good. The harei yochol osif kama shvarim kidel b'sif gimel. As we learned in Sif Gimel, you can actually blow four or five. Some even prefer to blow four or five shvarim. And he says, likewise, if a person starts to blow and the first sounds don't come out well, and then he starts blowing again and it comes out well now, so the first sounds that you made don't ruin it for you. That counts as one tekiah and it doesn't ruin it for you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hei says that in all of these, it's considered hefsek, and you lose not only that sound, but you lose the first tekiah that you blew. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vim kvar toka gam tekiah achrona," and if you blew the latter tekiah as well before you realize you made a mistake, so the latter tekiah also doesn't count. But also tekiah ololo b'malkum tekiah rishona, but that can count as your first tekiah. The gomer mishon ve'elach halaseh, and that then you can do the truer sound after that. But let's say you finish that row, and now you're in the next row, and you only realize then that you made a mistake. For example, you did tashat, and now, and realize you made a mistake in the tashrat sounds. So gomer kol asimon, you can finish off all the tashrats, v'acha kachozev etokei tashrat pam acheres, and do the one tashrat that you missed. Even though you didn't do all three of the rows of the Tashrat, you only did two of them correctly and one you didn't. So isn't that a hefsik? So the answer is no. That's not called a hefsik. As long as you did the whole row. Each row, bifnei atzbo, it's good. The fact that in between the rows you had something wrong, that doesn't ruin it for you. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we said that you have to go back is all for the tekios miyushav, v'lo namar denismoch al tekios demuba. And we shouldn't say, well, you don't have to go back because you'll hear them anyway in the Shmona Esrei. The kivin should beirach leilu, but since you're making a brach on those first 30 kolos, tzorich lasos and kogin, you have to do them right, and you can't say, well, I'll catch up on them later on. V'gam b'tekios demu'umad, and likewise in the Shmona Esrei tekios, tzorich lachsor dehemikar, you have to go back if you make a mistake, and you can't say, well, I was already yotzei. That's what Dirshu footnote 24 suggests, that maybe the person can say that he was already yotzei. But the answer is no, that those are the Iker ones. In fact, there's an opinion he brings down from the Sfasemis, that Daraisa, that's Yosef B'tkios HaMiyushav. That's the ones that you're yotzei with on a Daraisa level. But the ones in the Shmon Esrei are now a separate mitzvah derabbanan that you have to do. So therefore, you can't say, well, I was already yotzei, I don't have to repeat them. But no, you have to go and repeat them properly. However, that therefore has a nafkamina, avolim toa, b'tkios, sha'achar tefillah. Everybody blows additional blasts at the end of the Shmona Esrei, after the Shmona Esrei in the Kaddish. Some blow 10, some blow 40 then, depending on how many you blew in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So then those, ein b'kach klum. There, if you made a mistake, it's not so bad. However, he brings down a dishu, footnote number 25, achen l'chatrila, he brings down from Elof HaMogin, yesh l'zor, shalo litos, gam b'tkios, sha'achar tefillah. You certainly should try to do them correctly. It may sheyesh b'hem mitzvah midrabbanan, because certainly there's a mitzvah midrabbanan there. And likewise, he says, v'chein l'inyan hefsek b'dibur b'shas ha-tkios, the talk in between the tkios. So, Shulchan Aruch will teach us in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, and Mishnah Berurah over there as well, she'ein l'hafsek b'tkios d'miyushav, the tkios d'mumat. You shouldn't have any interruption at all. One shouldn't talk from the beginning of the shofar sounds, from the making of the bracha, all the way until the end, after you heard the 100 kolos. U'b'shas ha-tkios d'miyushav, udim umad, atzman, and during the actual blast of the shofar, you certainly shouldn't talk at all. Shatamu mishum shaosik b'mitzvah, beino rashay liparid mishum atchi yisayim, because you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah and you can't stop. Also, l'hafsik atchi yisayim, and you shouldn't interrupt in any way. Even though you're going to hear the sounds later on, you shouldn't have any interruptions whatsoever. Albeit, if there is an emergency or an urgency, so certainly one should try to hear at least the 30 kolos before they make any interruption. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Im toka shnei tashrat. If a person did two of the three tashrats, o shnei tashrats, or two of the three tashrats, o shnei tarats, or two of the three tarats, kehogan, properly, v'tor b'shlishi, and he messed up on the third one, so then, as I already pointed out in this Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber tells us, ein lo tzorech lachzor, you don't have to go back to all, repeat the first two lines, elo lachun shetaba, you only have to repeat the line that you made a mistake in. If you blew into the wide end of the shofar, shalash shofar, lo yotze, you're not yotze. The Mishbur explains, zivkot lamed vav, we already had this previously, by the way, because the pasuk says, vavarta shofar tuwa, which means, v'kiblu chazal, the road to lomar, derech havaroso. The sound has to come out the way it's the shofar is structured. Kolomar, the derech tmunas gidula, like the way the shofar grows, sha'ayel maviro mechayim berosho, just like it comes from the head of the animal in its lifetime, kaftzot l'kobo. That's the way you have to go and blow it. In the narrow end, you blow into it. Brings down the Chayyadim, the name of the Ran, and the Ritva in Gemara and Sukkah. And he says there's a beautiful remez to this. V'gam remez l'dover min ha-meitzar, from the narrow end, karasi ka, we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Mechaber. The Ramah says, Hagah, the achar shetaku, after you blow shofar, the first 30 kolos, the minig is, Omar Shlech Tzibor Pasuk, Ashrei Om Yodei Sruah, and we say some other kapitlach over there, and then we say, Ashrei Yoshevei Vesecha, kapitl Kuf Memhei in Tehillim, Omar Zir and Asefer L'Mekom. And then we return the Sefer Torah, and we start the Shmona Esrei, which is a beautiful segue, as we close out Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi, to go and start now Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, which deals with the halachos of Tfilas Mosof B'Yochid. So we begin. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Yispalu Hatzibur Belachash Tfilas Musaf Teisha Brachos. Even in the silent Shmon Esrei, in the Shtilish Shmon Esrei, the person is a nine Brachos Shmon Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, why would we think not? In Sif Katan Aleph, he tells us, Lafuke is opposed to, Me'ez opposed to, there are those opposed to that say, Shesover and Shabalachash, in the silent Shmon Esrei, you don't have to mention Malchio, Zichronos, and Shofers. You just mentioned the Kedusha Sayom, and you have a seven Brachos Shmon Esrei. Lo Yispalu Rak Sheva Brachos, Shmon B'Shachris. However, that's not the minug. We say a nine brachah shemoneh esrei. However, he says malkum shenogim shakol mispalim al shliach tzibur b'shover v'shliach tzibur tokeh v'tah. In places where they have the silent shemoneh esrei, they blow the shofar in the silent shemoneh esrei. In many nusach svar, they do this. This was the Rav Eshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, his minog as well. So also losuach b'emtza v'ligobar. He's not supposed to talk and tell the chazan that he made a mistake. Albeit, you have to let him know that he made a mistake. But you don't talk then because the kvar yotze b'tchios b'yusha, because you already were yotze technically, so you don't want to make a hefsek in your shemoneh esrei where it's not necessary. But what you do, the af in lo shomu b'tchios b'yusha, if you didn't hear the b'tchios b'yusha, then yachzu v'yizku achar tefila also simen shetor v'dayo. Then if you weren't able to signal to him to show that he made a mistake, so then you just repeat those after the shemoneh esrei, because technically you were yotze with the b'tchios that you did before the musaf. Now, the issue footnote number one tells us, "Lochein mishiyochol ispalo rak tefila achas b'rosh hashanah shachris or musaf." Interesting situation. For example, you're a rofer, you're a doctor, and you're on call, and you have to go into shul. You only have time to say either the shachris shemoneh esrei or the musaf shemoneh esrei. So he brings down from the Shevet Halevi, Zatzal Rav Ozner, "Shebevaday odiv sheyispalo musaf." It's actually preferable to just daven musaf in that situation. You can only daven one, so daven musaf rather than the shachris. Kivin shebetvilas musaf kololos sheva brachos shel shachris, because you have the seven brachos of shachris anyway in musaf, and it also has the malchios zichronos and shofros. He says if you can only do one, do musaf rather than shachris. Dirshu footnote number two points out that while you're not supposed to talk because you already were technically yotze with the tchios before the musaf, and if they make a mistake in the middle of the musaf and you're blowing in the silent shemoneh esrei, you shouldn't interrupt, but he brings up the Kavach Chaim, as I pointed out already, Haminog hu la'atzos lo eza tenua, make some sort of a sound or a noise to show him that he made a mistake and he can go correct it right then and there in the way he's supposed to. Finally, Dirshu foot number three brings down, Mishalo shomat kios to miyushav. If you didn't hear the kios miyushav, and now you come into shul, and you're going to start shemoneh esrei with them, and they blow shofar in the silent shemoneh esrei. So what should you do for the bracha? So he brings down again from Rav Ozner Zatzal, Shevet Halevi, Shekivin shumakayim achshav es mitzvah tkiyah shofar. Since you're technically being yotzi, then with the mitzvah tkiyah shofar, it's not considered a hefsik, and you could make the bracha at that point in time in the shemoneh esrei. However, he concludes, Shafa pikein, he says, it's difficult to talk in the middle of the shemoneh esrei with something extraneous. So he says the best eitz is to have in mind not to be yotzi then, and then after the shemoneh esrei during the chazaras hashatz, yichavin lo says yivarach kodim shmiyasat kios, and then when they blow additional sounds in the chazaras hashatz, then you can be yotzi then. Finally, we just conclude the mechaber, and he says the shliach tzibur also yispal gam kinimo and belachash. The shliach tzibur who says a silent shemoneh esrei also should say the nine bracha silent shemoneh esrei of musaf before he goes and says the chazaras hashatz. With this, we conclude today's shiur.